Time.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am here with Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's from Future Home Loans. Your future is bright.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. The future is bright.
It is. And we're so glad to have you as always. And he is our money man today. So if you need a loan, he is the one to call. And how can people get a hold of you, Ryan?
Yeah, they can reach me at 904-887-7926, or they can visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans, and they can check us out as well.
Perfect. And you're doing a couple of loans for me right now, which is fantastic. And I know my clients are extremely happy, and we're waiting to hear if we got our offer accepted, which everyone knows these days is very difficult. But what I've noticed, Ryan, is the fact that the market is starting to, it's starting to calm down a little bit. I noticed that you came in early versus flying in at the last second.
Yes.
And
yes.
We have, you know, a little bit of time. It's like, it's a little bit different.
We can take a deep breath for a second. It's been a crazy market. It's been going on this since almost when COVID started last year. So 16 months, 17 months, and you can finally take a little deep breath now, which has kind of been nice, but it's still a very competitive market. There's still tons of people moving here.
Yes.
All the stats are still showing. I think people are just kind of maybe enjoying their summer a little bit and not focusing so much on, real estate.
It could be that people just want to get out to the beach and, you know, the kids are home again. And now it's, you know, time to go on a little vacation, send the kids to camp. And so they're taking a breather as well because it has been a crazy year. And
super crazy. And you can see the people on vacation. If you try to look and book a hotel in Florida, you can't. And then you look and the prices are double or $700 a night for something that would be $200 a night. It's everybody's going to vacation in Florida because, you know, we kind of stayed open, and
it's the place to be. It's the place to be, thanks to our governor. It has put us definitely, we've always been on the map, but it's like everyone's calling. I've got clients right now. I got two from Georgia. I've got one from California, and I've got Robert, who's been a long time customer of mine, and I'm hoping he's listening right now, but we've become friends, and he's from Hawaii, so he's been in town. Looking at some of the property that I had sold him, and hopefully he'll buy another. I'm hoping, but so we do have a lot of people from out of state still coming. They're still looking. It's still, even though it has quieted down and has given us some calmness out there, you know, we're starting to see homes stay on the market. When I say a little bit longer, you know, it might be 7 to 10 days versus. Yeah. But if it's super good, like the one that we put it on, and I'm not even going to say where it's located because it's I'm not going to say. But, you know, when something like that hits the market where it's really a nice home, yeah, it was a revolving door when I was there showing it. We had people knocking on the door going, are you almost done?
Yeah, they still say that they're getting 9 offers on a home on average, which is amazing that how many people are out looking for homes. So it's definitely competitive. And if you got somebody looking to buy, you got to have a great real estate agent like you that's going to be able to navigate those waters and work those contracts out.
Yeah, and you know, Riverside is and Murray Hill is, it's hot there. I mean, all the young people want to, you know, you've got all the restaurants.
It's hip and cool.
It is. And artsy and all the good stuff. And so I have Carlos, who is from Georgia, and we found a really, really cute home. there in Riverside, and good price, you know, in the low 200s. And luckily, we didn't have to fight for that one. I'm not sure why not, but I'm grateful that we did not have to, and completely turnkey. So there's some good properties out here. And it's amazing, even in my neighborhood, and I live in a very nice neighborhood. I live over in Kensington. Most people know where that's at, in the area of Atlantic and Kernan area. And I've just got a nice small home in there. That's the way I want it, one story. And but boy, I am just baffled. It's mind-boggling to see what the prices are in there now. You know, $410,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, for 1,600 square feet.
Yeah, the prices in certain pockets and areas with the demand has just gone through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, they say that the average home prices increased 15% from last year, but that's just average. So if you look at places like where you're at or at the beach, you know, it's definitely gone up way more.
You can't find anything at the beach.
Yeah. Well, you can find it. You just got to pay for it.
You got to pay for it. And even then, there's not very many.
Yeah.
I know... my friend Sandy, she's been looking for some time over at the beach, and I think she's going to live over at Pablo Bay, which is a nice neighborhood, a little bit longer than she'd like. But it's been pretty interesting. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know where the market's going. I know that interest rate's going to stay low for some time.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere. And but boy, we can use more listings. I noticed a small increase. We're at almost 2,000 homes, single family homes, on the market, which it seems like in the last month we're averaging about 1,700. So we're starting to see a little more people come on the market. I've lived in my house for 2 years and I can't even imagine how much equity I already have in there. That's what we were trying to figure out. Betty and I were in the office. I was like, I wonder how much, you know, my house has increased. It has increased since I've bought it in 2 years, like 60,000.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, in less than 2 years. Yeah, 60,000. Won't be 2 years until,
They say there's $1.5 trillion in home value equity across America. So if you take everybody's house with what they own, what it's worth, it's $1.5 trillion. So a lot of people are taking advantage of that by, you know, doing cash out refis or tapping their equity, putting in pools, adding on addition, remodeling their kitchen. So if you do buy something and it needs a little work, or you've been there for a while and you don't want to go through the hassle of selling and buying, then you can take advantage of that equity and do a refinance and upgrade your home as well.
Or if you need that office space, because I know for Brian, they need office space.
Yeah, two people in the home now. So if you got a spouse and y'all are both working from home, it's whoever gets up first and gets to the kitchen table, right? And
then
and the other one's got to fend for yourself. I'm sitting in the car working with the air conditioner on because there's no room with the kids. So yeah, it's definitely if you need to get the office space. And I don't think a lot of Americans are going to be going back to work in the corporate office. So you got to make plans for.
No, in fact, I love this couple and, I won't say their full names or anything, but you know what's fun about them is they are super young, and they are so smart with their money and been saving, and they've been doing without to save for a home, and that's the way you're supposed to do it, and they're doing it the right way. And I loved it when they told me that they're gonna sell her car. She owns it outright, but they're gonna sell it because they can put that money in the bank.
Yeah.
And they don't need two cars right now because they're both working from home. And they're going to be staying working at home. So here I am finding them some more office space. I love it.
The American dream, home ownership. So they're saving and putting the plan in place.
And how's AJ doing?
I'm hanging in so far. Glad to be here.
I know. It's been a tough week.
I don't know. Something in the air today. I don't know what it is.
I know.
I guess it's a lot of humidity.
It's a lot of humidity and a lot of rain.
But it seems like it's one of those days where you feel a little bit tired because of the weather out there.
It is. It was definitely a pajama day. But if you have questions for us, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And I promise you, I don't have my pajamas on right now.
Well, I was saying, thanks for not coming in your pajamas.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Ryan Profit with two F's and two T's from Future Home Loans in the house. And of course, we have AJ all the time.
Well, it's good to have you here, buddy.
Yes, and we have Chad on the line who has a question. Chad, how can we help you?
Well, I received an offer from an investment company, a random investment company, for my house in Fernandina Beach. And I need to know, how do you verify that that's a legit business to do business with?
Well, I guess you're just going to have to do a little bit of homework just to make sure that they are a legit company. I guess the best part is checking out their LLC, making sure that on...
They say they do a different LLC for each property that they buy out of state.
They do, but their company must, I'm sure, has as their own separate entity. And that's what I would check on, as well as internet. I mean, that's the best you can do. The Business Bureau, I would check on that.
SunBiz.
Yeah, SunBiz.
fund is.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure you got a letter in the mail. Is that what you?
We got a phone call, and then they're very pushy, and we are considering whether to rent our house, sell the house, and now an investment. We haven't reached out to anybody for either one of those. They reached out to us.
Well, I'll reach out to you and let you know that I can probably sell it for a lot more than they're going to offer your home for. You know, I get a lot of mail. I haven't gotten the phone calls yet on my property, but I get a lot of the mail, and it breaks it down where they know all your information, you know, how much you owe on your property, and sometimes they even write in there what they're willing to offer you on the property. Open doors like that. For us, companies like that, once they put it back on the market, they're the worst to deal with. But for you, sometimes it's good for people when they have, you know, they're trying to rush because they have to relocate, or, you know, they're in the military and they have to be gone by next week. And so sometimes these investment companies come through for them. They make a lot less money on their property sometimes, but it gets them, you know, off and moving on to their next destination. So sometimes it's good if you're in that position, but if you're not, you might as well get every dime out of your home as possible, because usually what they're going to do is turn around and resell it.
Correct. Okay, so we just had a form 1007 appraisal done, and we were astonished at the equity in the house. And so I would welcome a conversation with you.
Well, perfect. I will have AJ will get your information from you, and we'll definitely chat.
Thank you.
Okay, so just stay on the line there, Chad, and thank you for calling Rapid Fire Real Estate. Yeah, a lot of people are getting, like you mentioned, we were talking a little bit about it a few minutes ago, these letters that people are getting.
Tons of investors coming to North Florida, coming to the Jacksonville market, and they're able to pull up the information because it's public record on who purchased the home. They're able to find out how much you paid for the home. They're able to look at the note to find out what you financed it for, and then they're able to do their research. They can cross-reference and get your phone number. They can send you text messages if you're on the do not call. You know, they can reach out to you. They can send you letters. They can drive by your house, take pictures. They can do all that stuff, and it's multiple investors that are in the market, and they're very well known, and they're all run by, you know, hedge fund companies, and they're coming in. They're trying to lowball you on what you could sell your house for. Thinking that you might be in distress, or you might not know what the market price is going for, and you might think it's a great deal, and then they're going to turn around and resell it and make a profit off of it. Or they're going to hold it. In some cases, they'll hold it, fix it up, and they're going to rent it out and charge extra on the rent. So if you have vacation properties that you want to get rid of, or rentals that you can't get the tenant out of, then those are the ones they like the most.
But it's such a great time to put your house on the market. It really is. And that's why they're out there. I mean, that's why they're out there, just like we are.
It obviously works if they keep doing it, right?
That's well, they do. I look at how many listings that Open Door has. And I'm using their name simply because they're probably one of the popular ones out there. But there's quite a few of them. And I guess if you're in a pickle and you need to move right away, it may not be a bad deal. But, you know, our job is to get you as much money as we can.
Yeah. And they kind of know the situation. So they do their research. So they know exactly what they're going to offer. And they look to see, you know, their selling points are, hey, you don't have to do any repairs. You don't have to fix the property. We'll buy it as is. So if you, in your mind, you're thinking, well, I have to do all this stuff that I don't want to do, and maybe it's not going to sell my house. So that's kind of their selling point, where they'll take it off your hand. And it's very popular. It's with the lack of inventory and homes for sale, they're able to come into the market and they're finding people that want to sell their home. It's not like they're going to active listings and making offers on them. They're finding the people that are thinking in the back of their mind that they might want to sell and cash out, take advantage of their house price.
Right. And in some cases, they just put it right back on the market. And, you know, 50 grand more or whatever, when that should be in your pocket. So if you're not in any hurry, your best bet is to call me, and if I can't help you, I could definitely find you a realtor that can. So, you know, if you live in a different area, but thank God, your Realty Executives is throughout the state. We have over 24 offices, and so we cover quite a bit. And we are all over the U.S. as well as international. So we have a very large audience out there. And so we do stay busy, and we do have the clientele. And my gosh, you know, when I was looking at the numbers of my home, and I've only owned it for a short time, and I'm thinking, I'm already 60 grand. Maybe I should just wait another few months and
yeah, wait and see. Lumber prices are going down, so that's good news for the first time. And they say the interest rates are going to remain low. And so if you look at the markets, it's kind of reflected that you know, we're not going to be rising interest rates anytime soon. In the next, I think they came out and said 2023, which seems like forever, but we'll still be sitting here in a couple of weeks talking about it.
I know. It's a great time. I still think it's a great time to buy. A lot of people, you know, say, well, there's not a whole lot of properties to pick from. Trust me, I'll find you a house. That's my job.
Oh, yeah. It's people ask me all the time. Yeah,
if I got to knock on doors or be like these investment companies and go knock on doors to say, hey, I've got somebody.
You started that.
That's right. I did start that. I'm the famous door knocker here in Florida. But I can find it. It's easy breezy. I mean, a lot of times, just knocking on people's doors, you know, they don't think about it until you're there in front of them. They're going, well, gee, yeah, but this is how much my house, you know, kind of like Chad. Well, this is what they're telling me. It kind of looks good, you know. They start thinking about, well, gee, maybe I should look into this.
Sure.
And so, you know, buyers, we've got the buyers.
Yeah, tons of them. And people ask me all the time if it's a great time to buy. And I tell them yes, just based on the facts that interest rates are at an all-time low. That purchasing power that you can get now versus what the rates are going to be possibly in the future is going to buy you more of a house. Now, it might be the highest price you've ever paid or more than you're willing to pay, but with the rates, that kind of offsets what you're getting. And then, like you said, with the appreciation in your investment, if somebody was paying rent the last 2 years, Anita, they wouldn't have that $60,000 in equity that they've already gained in their house. They would just be paying $1,600 a month for the past 24 months going nowhere. So a lot of people that are renting.
Yes, you renters out there, think of that. I mean, seriously, that could, if you bought like I did 2 years ago, you would be sitting on some equity. So, and it's the same with, you know, new construction. I always try to get my people to buy when it's first, you know, on that first phase,
yeah.
Because,
not the last phase.
Exactly. You want to buy early on in a new construction zone because, oh my gosh, those go up fast and quick. You know, and you really do. I know just in a short time where my clients from Georgia bought in St. Augustine, their home will not be done until, I think, October. But they're already $70,000 more, and their house is not even finished yet.
Being finished yet. It's one of those things with you. Timing is everything. So
like
you can get in right in the beginning, especially on those new neighborhoods, you're going to be able to take advantage of that.
And good news for everyone out there, lumber prices are dropping. We just mentioned that, and that is the truth. That is good news. So literally 41%, it says that it's dropping.
Yeah. My kids wanted a tree for it, and it was like $7,000. So I told them, wait till the plywood got back down to $15 a sheet. We might be able to work something out.
They might have you need to put them to work with a lemonade stand out front or something because no kidding. But that is good news. So if you were thinking about fixing that fence or doing a little bit of work at home, well, there you go. Your wife is going to be cracking the whip because the prices are going down on lumber.
Down.
So we can finish that those honeydews or that punch list you've got. Which is always a good thing. Right, AJ?
It is an excellent thing when prices go down and your dollar goes further.
That is. Call us with your questions, though. We're here. And 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We're here for you on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Anita will be back with Brian, all right, with Ryan, rather, all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Sorry about that. And once again, that phone number, if you have a question like Chad did, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. John McAfee, the creator of the McAfee antivirus software, has been found dead in his cell in a jail near Barcelona, a government official has told the Associated Press. Authorities did not disclose the cause of death. Earlier Wednesday, a Spanish court issued a preliminary ruling in favor of his extradition to the United States to face tax-related criminal charges. Security personnel at the Brian's 2 Penitentiary near the northeastern Spanish city tried to revive McAfee, who was 75, but the jail's medical team finally certified his death, that according to the regional Catalan government. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 71 points. The NASDAQ, however, up by 18. The S&P 500 declining by 4. Crude oil up 23 cents to $73.08 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Florida high school students will soon have to have CPR training to graduate from high school. After giving Governor DeSantis' final approval Monday, House Bill 157 will go into effect on July 1st. The law will require school districts to provide basic training in first aid and CPR for students in 9th and 11th grade. It also encourages school districts to provide the same training for students in 6th and 8th grades. Alongside the governor when he signed that bill into law, Lexi Sima. She was 16 when she survived a sudden cardiac arrest in Jacksonville while at the gym with her father, Sean. He's worked 4 years to get the bill passed. A federal judge hearing arguments over the St. Johns County Commissioner's refusal to consider a countywide pride proclamation. The hearing stems from a lawsuit that says the county commission violated people's rights to freedom of speech and equal protection by rejecting the proclamation recognizing the county's LGBTQ plus community. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is planned construction on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge. Also, there's congestion on the East Beltway on I-295 northbound between Beach Boulevard and the UNF exit. And there's congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 72. Thursday, partly sunny with more showers. High 85.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the things we're frequently asked for advice on is how much to spend on an engagement ring. The guideline most often used is the equivalent of 2 months' salary. But I'll say this, the price you pay for a diamond is directly related to its beauty. If somebody wants a big, cheap diamond, I'll guarantee you it's poor diamond quality-wise, and that's not what we carry at Underwoods. But if you want a diamond with fine color, clarity, and cut to the right specifications for maximum beauty, these are the kind of diamonds we carefully selected under Woods. You see, when somebody's been married for a long time, they don't always remember what they paid for the engagement ring. They do remember the sacrifice they made to pay for it. And when you consider that a diamond engagement ring will be worn and looked at by her every day for the rest of her life, most people agree that a really fine quality diamond ought to be considered. That's what we specialize in at Underwoods and have for over 90 years.
Join us tomorrow morning, the Thursday edition of The Morning Show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, beginning at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Talk radio WBOB. Congress on both sides is going to be dealing with the issue of big tech and, Roger, should they be broken up?
You know, big tech's running commercials on TV now saying there needs to be changes. I wonder what those changes are.
That's it. Well, we know some of the changes that should happen, but should the government be involved? Big topic. We'll have more of this coming up tomorrow morning, Thursday, 6 to 9, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Welcome back. And we're here. It's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. And I've got Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's with Future Home Loans. If you need the money, he's the dude right there.
Future's bright.
Future is bright. And we have AJ in the house, so...
I don't have that kind of money, but I'm glad to be here.
AJ's got the weather and the traffic, which is just as good as money.
That's it. Sometimes it helps.
You know, it never fails. We're never happy with the weather. It's like, it's not enough rain. Okay, it's too much rain. Well, I will be the first to tell you, yesterday was way too much. I was nicely dressed, out and about.
Kind of messy, huh? Wasn't it?
I was literally drenched. I could have just stuck my whole body into a dryer.
Now, if you don't
turned
know,
it on.
If you don't know, Anita lived many years in Southern California, where it never rains in Southern California.
It never rains. And if it does, we stay home.
Never saw rain until you moved to Florida.
That's right. Yeah. You had some liquid sunshine yesterday.
And when it rained in California, nobody drove on the roads, I hear. Right?
So, no, we just stay
meanwhile,
home.
JTB's the Autobahn in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Try going over the Dames Point Bridge. I was like the old lady holding on to
10-2.
Oh my God. I was just going, please, everybody stay in their own lane. And it was pouring. It wasn't a good day to show property. And of course, every home I was showing, people make sure that, you know, the lock boxes are on the front door. Don't put them on the side of the house on some spigot. I was literally
like
soaked.
An Easter egg hunt in the middle of the rain for a
lock
box.
Oh my God. I look like just a bad wet dog.
You had to go through the grass and everything to get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Puddles, the whole shot. It was, and then I went to a closing looking like that. It was an interesting day. Literally, by the time I headed home late, I had the heater on in my car because I was so cold. But there you go. My grass looks good. My front yard looks fantastic. So there you go. That's the good side of it. Now, one of the things, if you haven't noticed this, because there we do have a subdivision that is doing this, it's built to rent subdivisions. So we're getting builders that are actually building an entire subdivision. They're putting property managers on site and almost like an apartment complex, but they're single family homes. And they're doing this on the West Coast, so it usually goes there first. So a lot of these places are in California and in Arizona. And I know of one place here that does that because I showed it. And I got to admit, it wasn't in the best area. And I thought the rents were pretty high for that particular area that it was in. But
brand new house.
It's a brand new house.
Yeah.
And it gives people the opportunity that may not be able to afford today, but by the time the end of their term on their lease on these properties, they may be able to do some type of lease option to purchase. So I think as the market continues to maybe go crazy and maybe things get expensive, we might be starting to lease option to buy might end up coming back in a couple years. So they're expecting, it says this built to rent home is making up 6% of newly built homes. Now this is in the West Coast. So experts are saying that these types of subdivisions will double by 2024.
Wow.
So quite interesting. It's kind of a different concept to have an entire subdivision, and they are going to be rental properties that you can turn around and purchase. So I'm sure that it might be like a long term, maybe a 5-year lease on it, and then you turn around and buy it, because there's got to be some major profit for the builder on it to do something like that. So he probably leases it for a couple years, maybe a minimum, maybe of 2, maximum of 5, and then you turn around and purchase it. We do have some investment companies that do that, where they'll buy an area and buy a lot of the homes in that particular area, and then they're renting them for about 5 to 10 years, and then they offer it to the people renting it, give them the option first.
Purchase it.
To purchase it at a very, you know, nice price. So there's going to be something to this. It's definitely something different. I'm always amazed at how people think outside the box. It's like, I would never think of, hey, let's buy a whole subdivision and rent this out, you know? But it's just amazing that there's people that think of these things, and there's obviously a lot of money in this for them to do this. So it's all on how you do it. There's, like I said, quite a few companies that are trying this out. And as we know, rents are expensive. So if you can own it at the end of it, why not? Why not? You know, if you cannot qualify today, maybe they're helping you in that process. So it's going to be new for our coast, but they expect it to double by 2024. So there you go. Interesting. So the market is leveling out a little bit, and I say a little bit. Homes are staying on the market just a few days extra, nothing drastic. But it has given people like yourself, Ryan, a little bit of a breather, because you guys have been nonstop. It seems like probably for the last 2 years.
Yeah, not nonstop, which is nice, but it is good kind of pump the brakes a little bit and take a deep breath and
It's like dating your wife again, right?
Yeah.
She gets to introduce herself to you and the kids, you get to meet them again.
Check them out and, hey, here you go. I'm home for dinner.
Are you mine?
I'm home for dinner. What happened, Daddy? You didn't have a closing tonight?
Right, exactly. So it gives us a little bit of a break. I don't feel like, you know, it's weird because, you know, I concentrate more on my business than I actually, you know, work in it. So, but for me to be busy as I am right now, it's quite interesting. So there's work out here for people who say that they can't find something. You got to just dig a little bit harder, work a little bit harder.
You got to get creative. There's a lot of people moving to Jacksonville. They're looking to buy because there's really nowhere for them to rent. And with, like you said, there was 1,800 homes listed for sale. So, you know, that's a lot of people that are moving here.
Yeah, think of how many realtors are here.
Yeah.
And there's tons of realtors here. So, I mean, it's like...
So less than 30 days of inventory. So if we sold every home that we had listed for sale in 30 days, we'd have no homes listed for sale within a month. That's about how many loans close each month, about 1,800.
So I would tell you, if you're not sure if your home has equity in it, it's free. I mean, it's a phone call. You call me. I don't harass people. I don't constantly call somebody just because they reached out to me. I contact you back. I give you the information you need. I give you the time you need to process it. And then I may reach out again. And that's about it. I'm busy. So, you know, if I can get your house sold and I can find you a home, but I'll be more than happy to do it. Let me tell you, right now is a great time to find out if you've got equity. You might think, I've only been in my house a short time. Well, look at me. I've been in my house 2 years and I've already got, you know, a little over 60,000 already in equity in my home. So you just never know. You need to call me 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I'll be more than happy to help you out. And we have such a great staff. You know, we had our staff meeting today, which was interesting because we were kind of brainstorming and coming up with different ideas on trying to find homes for people. And so it's amazing when you get everybody in a room, the ideas that come up on the table, and which makes it fun because that's what's great about being in the office too. You know, everybody for the most part works from home, but we come together once a month, we meet, we brainstorm, come up with ideas of, you know, what can we do to find, you know, Brian a house? This is what he's looking for. What do I need to do? Okay, well, have you tried A, B, and C? And so we, you know, we try to tackle things right off the bat to make sure that, you know, we're performing for our customers. And that's the type of agent you want. You want a go-getter. You want somebody who is not going to tell you, well, it's hard out there. Well, everything's hard. We all work hard, right? But who's gonna go that extra mile for you? And that's gonna be Realty Executives. We've got a great office. We got a great group of people, and we have great people on our team like Ryan Proffitt. So we surround ourselves with positive people that look at this market and go, "We're gonna attack it head on.
We're gonna get it done." So, two F's, two T's.
That's right. The future is bright. We'll be right back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Give us a call, 904-831-0600.
That's exactly right. Anita's here with Ryan this afternoon. And there's still time if you have a question or a topic you'd like to bring up about real estate. Give us a call on Rapid Fire Real Estate, the number 904-831-0600.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Loretta on the line from Georgia. Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
How are you?
I listened to your program for the first time. I was in the car and I caught the station and was piqued my interest. But I wondered, first question is, do you handle any of the real estate sales or do you have any buyers who are looking for property in maybe where they have like small acreage, like in a southeast? I live in like 60 miles north of Jacksonville.
60 miles north. Do you live in St. Mary's area?
No, I live in a little town called Blackshear.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
It's right outside of Waycross. It's about 50 miles from Brunswick east.
West there,
yeah,
right?
West there.
Yeah, she's more inland there, okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we can... are you selling your property right now? Is that it?
We haven't started. We're talking about it. My husband and I are talking about it because he's got an elderly mother that requires a lot of attention, and she still lives in their home and farm in Alabama. So we don't need to find something immediately that we want to live in, and we might be able to wait for the market to maybe, let's just say, come down a little bit, and we would be interested. We would even consider moving elsewhere at that time after maybe something happens to her. But in the meantime, we have a huge house. I mean, it's about 3,000 square foot house on 5 acres.
Well, it sounds nice.
I had to pull over so I could put my Bluetooth wouldn't.
I love it. Well, there you go. We'll be more than happy. What I'll do is get your information. AJ will get your information, and that way, I'll make sure I get all the information from you and see if maybe we can find somebody in your area. We do have one of our realtors on our team. Not only does he work Georgia, but he also works up north here in the Jacksonville area, all the way up to St. Mary's and Brunswick area. Mm-hmm. So we make sure we cover it all. So if we can help you out, we're more than happy to do that. And AJ will get some of your information. And thanks for calling in, Loretta. We'll definitely keep our eyes and ears open to find somebody for your home. It sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
But we've got Lee Harold, and Lee is just—he's a good old boy. I love Lee. He works in Georgia as well as he works on our team, and they would be
perfect for each other.
They would, they would. That would be fun. So, what else do you have for us, Ryan? What can you tell us? Any in the loan area of any good deals going on out there?
There was a recent change for FHA loans that came out when it comes to your student loans, which has always kind of been
a big
burden for first-time home buyers. So you go to college, you got some student loan debt, you get your first job, now you want to buy a home, you want to start a family. Well, if you had those loan payments, we either had to use what was reported or your income repayment plan, where they base a payment off of what your income is. But for the most part, FHA, they would use 1% of whatever those balances were as your qualifying payment. So it made it very difficult for a lot of people to go FHA, being a first-time home buyer, if they had, student loan debts, $60,000, $70,000,
$90,000. Yeah, it was a huge crutch for a lot of people, because it's like, okay.
It's $900 in a qualifying payment, if they got a student loan. That's, and you're trying to buy a $1,200 house and you got a $500 car, the math doesn't really add up. So
it doesn't.
So they finally came out and they finally got on board with their other entities, Fannie and Freddie, and they made the change where they'll only use 0.5% now as the qualifying payment. So it makes it a little easier for those first-time home buyers to qualify.
So they're only using half of the amount, correct?
Yep. Half a percent of whatever the outstanding balance is.
That's fantastic. That's good news.
Yeah, it's great news. Great news. So it's about time, and I think it's heading in the right direction. It's going to allow more people to qualify, as they should, because we all know those student loans, they go on forever, right? Does anybody ever pay those off?
I know Brian's got his almost paid off. I guess it just depends how long you stay in school.
I thought Joe Biden was going to pay them off.
Yeah, and then
everybody did.
And everybody does the income repayment plan, so it's based, they pay $20 a month, and it's never going to pay it down. It's just paying the interest. And now they have, since COVID hit, they've had the CARES Act and they haven't had to make a payment on a student loan. So everybody you pull that has a student loan has a zero payment. So you don't really know, how much are you supposed to pay or what should you be paying? It all shows zero because of the CARES Act. So it's been a mess with student loans, but now we finally got some direction. So I'm happy for it. That's been a major change.
That's good news. Good news. Well, we've had some good news today between lumber going down. Homes are coming back on the market. We've got a little more than we had last week. Actually, a lot more than we had last week. And
rates staying.
And the interest rates
staying low.
Interest rates staying low.
No.
And impact fees. The governor signed a law limiting the increase of impact fees, so which is kind of nice. Those are the fees you get for the infrastructures, the streets and everything. So they can only go up so much within, I think the increase is less than 25% in over a two-year, you know, period. Type its installments. Impact fees may be increased by no more than 50%. So they have a lot of different things that they've added on, that DeSantis added on, that makes it makes a little more sense. They've got to go through all of this here, so we're not hit with these all at one time, and that they just increase at random. So. That is good news, and I believe everything will go into effect January, or it did go into effect, so there we go, on January 27th, it goes into effect. So there you go. That's good news for impact fees, a little more structure on that, and you know, we were talking about how the beach, we did survive the orange crush. Everybody was...
That orange didn't crush too much, did it?
It didn't. And, you know, a lot of people were going, well, why do they have all these police? Well, because you got to remember, one of the things down at the beach is that, you know, a lot of that was based on rumor. They were told how many people that were going to be showing
up. Social
media. Exactly. So, you know, they were basing it on the amount of people that were supposed to be there and how many tickets were sold, even online. So, hey, rather have too much than not enough. And so I'm grateful that everything turned out well.
Yeah.
And the beach was safe.
My kids enjoyed the helicopter flying over all night Saturday. It was great.
Yeah, they had everyone down there. So, and they still had a pretty decent show up during the evening. So I'm glad that turned out. But the beach has gotten expensive. It has gotten expensive, but... compared to other coasts, we're still pretty
still the
cheap.
Destination. Yeah, people are still flocking here.
We're still rocking and rolling.
They still love
more
it.
Affordable.
Yeah, I'm still baffled that, you know, that you can own an oceanfront condo for, you know, $500,000 and have a beautiful view.
Well, just think the equity that some of the folks in our area, and there are a lot of them listening right now, that bought beach property and the beaches, Ponte Vedra, 30 years ago. Just think of the equity that they've accumulated.
Oh my God.
it's incredible, really. Like, it's really a super investment.
It really is. You cannot go wrong with investing in property. And I'll tell you, the next best place we were talking about earlier, Palatka.
Yeah, there you go. East Palatka.
Yes, where there's a lot of land up there.
Bass fishing.
That's right.
Tractor supply.
Where there's land, I would buy it. Because it's going to be worth a lot down the road.
Sold.